Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hazal tell us the nature of a person is, if he has $100, he wants 200. If he has 200, he wants 400. For this reason, many people are not satisfied in life, although they have so much blessing. It's possible to have two people, each with the same amount of money, living the exact same lifestyle. Yet one of them is happy while the other is miserable. If a person is not getting satisfaction from what he has, then what is it all worth? We say every day in Ashrei that Hashem is masbia lechol hay ratzon. He satisfies the desire of all living things. Part of our emunah is to believe that Hashem can make us feel satisfied with whatever we have. The story is told of how the Baal Shem Tov once taught his students this lesson. There was a water carrier who was complaining to the Baal Shem Tov about his lot in life. He was unhappy with the difficult labor he had to endure on a daily basis. He groaned from the pain. He sighed from the effort that he had to put forth. And he wished that there was something else he could do instead. The very next day, when the Baal Shem Tov asked him how things were, this water carrier replied with happiness on his face, saying, Baruch Hashem, things couldn't be better. I have everything I need. Hashem gives me the strength to do my job. All the people in the city appreciate what I do for them. And he went on to speak about how much pleasure he has from his life and all of the great kindnesses that Hashem does for him constantly. This was the same man who just one day before was complaining bitterly. The Baal Shem Tov told his students, it is determined by Hashem each day how much satisfaction a person can get from the life that Hashem gives him. Of course, it is part of our Avodat Hashem to work on ourselves, to be happy with our lot in life. But without Hashem helping us, we wouldn't get anywhere. Every feeling of pleasure that we have is a gift from Hashem that is measured behashkaha peratit. The Sefer Nafshi Holat Ahavatcha writes, the more emunah we have in this concept, the more satisfaction Hashem will give us. And therefore, when we say the words umasbia lechol hayratzon, we should have in mind that Hashem should help us believe that our feelings of satisfaction come from Him. And we should also pray that He gives us those wonderful feelings of being satisfied. Sometimes a person is praying for something that he wants again and again, but it's not coming because Hashem determined that it wouldn't be good for him to have at this point. He should still continue to pray for it because going forward, perhaps it will be good for him to have. But in the meantime, he should also be praying that Hashem give him the same feelings of satisfaction now that he thinks he will get from his request being answered. Most of the time, when we ask for something, it's because we feel it's going to give us satisfaction. Now we are learning Hashem can give us those same feelings of satisfaction that we're looking for without actually getting what we want. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, says that Rabbi Elazar used to make certain tefillot every day, and Rashi explains they were the following two prayers. Number one, for Hashem to provide his needs, and number two, for Hashem to give him satisfaction from what he has. Ezehu Ashir HaSameach BeChilko, who is the real rich person in this world? The one who is completely satisfied with what he has. Although that is not an easy feat to accomplish. We have Hashem to help us. And with the right emunah and tefillah, Hashem can give us complete satisfaction all of the time. Have a great day.